Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. We've had such beautiful weather on the East Coast for this 4th of July weekend that I've just been trying to make the most of it, most particularly with wonderful, rich discussions with you. So pull up a chair. Let's have a little back porch chat on Trump's latest Supreme Court victory that you may not have heard about. This is amazing. A federal judge, or better, a far-left activist disguised as a judge, justified the Supreme Court twice in 9 days. And what happened is going to blow you away. I'm about to show you exactly how the Supreme Court just delivered the most brutal judicial smackdown in recent memory. His name is Judge Brian Murphy. He's a very new judge who's just confirmed barely by the Senate back in December by a razor-thin margin, 47-45. He's a Biden appointee, which means he's an auto-pen appointee. He's been a federal judge for barely 200 days, and he's so hubristic, he's so narcissistic, he decided to try to make a name for himself by taking on the Supreme Court. Again, just 200 days on the job, and he thinks he knows better than the highest court in the land. We are learning a lot about this guy. As it turns out, he's not just an auto pen appointee. He was specifically recommended by none other than Elizabeth Warren, by Pocahontas. And keep in mind, that's the same Elizabeth Warren that wants to pack the Supreme Court and abolish the Electoral College, right? So that should tell you everything you need to know about this guy and his judicial philosophy. So what exactly did Murphy do that was so outrageous? Well, back in April, he issued a nationwide injunction blocking the Trump administration from deporting violent criminals to what are called third countries. So we're talking first and foremost about convicted murderers, convicted rapists, armed robbers, people who've already received all the due process they're entitled to under the law and then some, but their own countries of origin don't want them back. So constitutionally, the president can send them to what are called third countries, countries that are not their country of origin, but who are willing to take them in, put them in one of their prisons. Of course, they get some money in the process. So we got third-party agreements from places like South Sudan, for example. This guy, Judge Murphy, he didn't just block these deportations. He invented his own immigration procedures out of thin air. He literally made up new rules that exists nowhere in federal law. As one legal expert put it, these were procedures invented by that district court and judicially created procedures that have no basis in actual immigration law. And to make matters even worse, the violent criminals Murphy was protecting, they were convicted. We're not just talking murder, arson, armed robbery, kidnapping. One was convicted of sexually assaulting a mentally handicapped woman who had the mental capacity of a three-year-old. Okay, these are monsters. And Murphy decided they deserved more rights than American citizens get in our own courts. When the Trump administration appealed Murphy's lawless injunction, the Supreme Court acted very swiftly. So back on June 23rd, they issued a stay, which is just legal speak for this judge is completely wrong and we're shutting him down immediately. The vote was 6-3. So the conservatives shut this down. But and even though Justice Elena Kagan, disagreed with the conservative majority, as she normally does, even she recognized that Murphy had overstepped his authority, even though she initially sided with the left-wing judges. But put that in your pocket. This is going to be very interesting. I'll bring that back. Here's what's truly remarkable about the decision. The Supreme Court didn't just disagree with Murphy. They completely invalidated his entire basis for jurisdiction. So as the legal filing makes clear, Congress has explicitly stripped federal district courts of immigration authority and handed that authority to specifically immigration courts. Murphy was pretending to oversee an immigration court. He doesn't. So he doesn't have the jurisdiction. But here's where this story goes from bad to absolutely insane. The same day the Supreme Court threw out this injunction, Murphy issued what's called a minute order, which is basically a quick note on the court docket. And in this order, he had the audacity to claim that his remedy order was still in effect, even though the Supreme Court had just ruled that the injunction it was based on is absolutely invalid. What that means is, the logic of this is, Murphy claimed that even though the Supreme Court said his original injunction was wrong, the punishment that originally issued for violating that wrong injunction was still invalid, It's like a cop writing you a ticket for breaking a law that doesn't exist. Then claiming you still have to pay the fine even after a judge tells him the law doesn't exist. You didn't violate anything. You didn't violate anything, and yet you still have to pay a citation. So needless to say, the Trump administration was like, what the heck is this? And so Solicitor General John Sauer, he's basically the government's top lawyer. He's amazing. Immediately filed an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, calling Murphy's action unprecedented defiance of the Supreme Court's authority. And the Supreme Court agreed almost instantaneously. Just 9 days after their first smackdown, the Supreme Court issued what they called a clarification. But what it really was the judicial equivalent of basically a parent telling a rebellious child, "Did I stutter?" And here's the most brutal part. The clarification was written by none other than Justice Elena Kagan. She had originally dissented from the majority decision to throw out Murphy's injunction, but even she couldn't stomach Murphy's blatant defiance of the Supreme Court's authority. In her opinion, Kagan wrote, and I'm paraphrasing her here, "I disagreed with the majority's decision to throw out your original injunction, but I'm not a freaking idiot. Once the Supreme Court makes a decision, you lower courts have to follow it." I mean, she literally called out Murphy's defiance while making it clear that even liberal justices have their limits.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Supreme Court's message was absolutely clear. Our June 23rd order stayed the original injunction in full. The remedy order cannot now be used to enforce an injunction that we said is unenforceable. So they basically had to explain constitutional law to this federal judge like he was a first-year law student. So needless to say, this guy got his butt handed to him big time. But that said, big picture, taking a step back here, I think we all recognize that this goes way beyond one rogue judge. what we've seen playing out here with these district court judges isn't just about rogue judges particularly. It's about a systematic attack on the separation of powers. It's about an Article III coup against the executive branch that is the embodiment of the democratically expressed will of the people. What Murphy did represents everything the founders feared about an unchecked judiciary. He wasn't interpreting the law. He was making it up as he went along and thereby appointing himself as basically a de facto dictator. The Constitution is crystal clear about the separation of powers. Article 1 gives Congress the power to legislate, to make laws. Article 2 gives the president the power to execute those laws. That's what EOs are all about. Executive orders are orders to enforce the law as it stands within the bounds of executive power. Article 3 gives federal courts the power to interpret those laws. Article 3, in no way, shape, or form, gives judges the authority to create law or institute law. They are mere interpreters. The technical term is they are hermeneuticians. How's that for a fancy word? They're professional interpreters of written legal texts. Murphy, in effect, violated all three articles by making up his own immigration procedures, then trying to prevent the president from executing lawful deportation orders. I mean, this is the exact opposite of what Alexander Hamilton envisioned about in the Federalist 78, when he called the judiciary the least dangerous branch because it was neither force nor will, but merely judgment. Murphy forgot that he's supposed to exercise judgment, not impose his personal policy preferences on the entire country. But unfortunately, as we've been finding out from the very moment President Trump took the oath of office, Murphy is not an isolated case. He's part of a broader pattern of judicial resistance to Trump and the MAGA movement. We've seen federal judges in Seattle, Hawaii, San Francisco issue nationwide injunctions. In fact, 73% of these nationwide injunctions came from just four judicial districts: Northern California, Eastern Washington, Southern New York, and D.C. These are the most liberal judicial districts in the country, and they effectively co-opted or attempted to co-opt national policy for 330 million Americans. But to make it even worse, these left-wing activists disguised as judges based those nationwide injunctions on the flimsiest of legal reasoning. They're not following the law. They're playing politics on the bench. And the data backs this up. According to the Justice Department, the Trump administration in his first term faced more nationwide injunctions in his first 2 years than Obama faced in eight. That's not a coincidence. That's coordinated resistance. And here's what makes it even more infuriating. These aren't cases about complex constitutional questions. These are cases about basic executive authority that every previous administration has exercised without question. The only difference is that now we have a president who actually wants to enforce immigration law, and suddenly judges are discovering new constitutional rights for foreign criminals here illegally. Now, the good news is that the Supreme Court stepped in quickly to shut down Murphy's rebellion. They've shut down nationwide injunctions as a whole, and even liberal justices are shutting down insubordinate judges who need to mind their place in the federal judicial system. So that begs the question, what can be done about judges like Murphy? Well, the Constitution does provide several remedies, but they require political will to implement. So Congress does have the power to impeach federal judges for high crimes and misdemeanors and deliberately defying the Supreme Court. That certainly would qualify as that. But of course, the Democrats in the Senate, they'll never go along with that. So that's DOA. The House could also use its power of the purse to limit funding for courts that consistently overstep their authority. And the Senate could refuse to confirm nominees who don't demonstrate respect for the separation of powers. But really, in the end, I got to be honest, I think the most important remedy is public awareness. When judges like Murphy think they can operate in darkness, they become bolder in their defiance. But when their actions are exposed to the sunlight, they become more cautious about overstepping their bounds. Brian Murphy case is, I believe, a perfect example of why judicial selection matters so much. When we elect presidents who nominate activist judges, we get judicial tyranny. But when we elect presidents who nominate constitutionalists, we get judges who follow the law. And thankfully, we have a conservative majority on the Supreme Court who demand of these federal judges nothing less. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.